Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Good Deeds Live. I'm your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. So what I do is I help people identify their purpose if they're not aware. And then we build a platform to be seen, be heard, guess what, and get paid. Amen? But that's what we do here at Good Deeds. What we do at Good Deeds, all the things that we have been entrusted with, we help you shine your light to the world. And people say, Dr. Sunday, what is that light you talking about? That light is your goals, your dreams, your passions, your purpose, and, of course, your destiny in life. Somebody right now, now if you're driving, don't do this, but just think right quick. Somebody right now is dreaming. Somebody is having a vision. Someone is praying. Someone is wondering and in stress, let me add that they don't know how to solve this problem. But your passion, your purpose, the reason you were born, okay, is actually to help or be a sister in solving that problem. So when you realize that, your purpose goes to a whole other level. You'll realize quickly that it's not about you. But you know, I can go on in, but we ain't going to do that today. But that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We help you shine that light to the world. And that's your products and services, of course, again, as I said, your purpose and destiny. But we have to shine that light so someone will feel what all of us want to feel belong. All of us want to feel like we're needed. But we got to get past those things that we've been through. Because all of us, as the kids said, let's keep it 100, all of us have been through a situation. All of us have been through drama. All of us have had it. I'm going to say it just like that. But let's get to the question, because we have a powerhouse. We actually have some wonderful, wonderful anointed women of God that's here to talk about their amazing their journey and also the amazing happenings, events, just movements that they have going on coming up. And the amazing, you know what I meant, the hot ATL, right? So what we're going to do is you know when I do my little segue, you know what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone's new, I always ask or answer a question live here on the broadcast. When you send your questions in via email, and that goes to through our website, www.renee.sunday. And people ask questions, ask Dr. Renee. Well, sometimes it's a spiritual thing they ask, sometimes it's a personal thing, and sometimes it's a like I send you a haul. But what I do is my team is the only one that knows what the question is, and they hand, guess what, they hand it to me as right now. So I do that because I want people to realize that I'm going to show compassion and love no matter what's going on, right? Amen. God, let's just say it. And number two, we want to show be authentic in a thing. We have to be true. If I don't know the answer, I guarantee I'm going to tell you I don't know the answer, and we're going to research it, and we're going to convene back, right? And then the next thing is we have to be consistent. So if they ask me a question that's similar to another time, you're going to get the same thing. Amen? There it is. But look, the question, and I'm paraphrasing, and what we do is we actually, I call the person personally, and we discuss it more in detail, and then we go from there. Whatever is on my heart, whatever's on their heart, they need to share, because we need to realize it takes the whole village. Sometimes people just want to share. Sometimes people just want to get that, that stress, that something that's bothering you off their chest to listen, right? They want someone to listen. But the question is, paraphrasing, they said, Dr. Sunday, we've noticed, and people notice everything, okay? They've noticed that I've kind of delegated, if you will, I'm going to use that word, that a lot of the things that I'm doing, I'm getting out of my team's way in regards to the gift. That's the way I'm going to put it. But a person said it a different way. Well, how are you able to delegate things? How are you able to allow somebody else to to, and I'm gonna, just my word here, to take care of your baby, if you will, of the things that, and I'm going to say this, that God has entrusted me with. Well, let me be honest real quickly because we got to get this out of the way. It was a journey. Coming, you know, I'm a board-certified anesthesiologist as well. Coming from the medical field to the things that I do now, from the, you know, the platform builder, building platforms, the publisher, the best-selling author, you know, the speaking, of course, of my five-fold ministry, calling, amen. All the things that I do, it was a challenge to go from being in the medical field 100% to what I do now. And the main challenge was two major things I had problems with or challenges is delegate, number one. Because I don't want my body measuring my baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I had to realize real quickly, and somebody say quickly, y'all know that you have to get out of the way, because guess what? Somebody else can do better than, like a website, I'm not messing with no website. I'm not going to mess with no graphics, okay? The team going to do that, right? Yeah, hallelujah. But I'm going to just say hallelujah after that. But and so I had to delegate that quickly because I want to make sure things are the spirit of excellence. Of course, when I first started, I had to, you know, we had to find resources that was free or people that believed in us. And then, of course, you know, it's a process. You don't just jump up and have a whole team. That's a whole other conversation. But then the other thing I had trouble with is, because if I go in the room right now and say, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, I am your anesthesiologist today. Knock on wood, I've been doing this for 18 years. Nobody has told me I cannot do the anesthesia. That's something to think about. And one lady told me, she was in her 80s. She said, Dr. Sunday, you take people closer to God than some people will ever be. That thing hit me in my guts. I'm just, my inner being, my spirit reeked because I never thought about it on the level. I know that I'm part of God's plan. I know I'm part of God's healing process. But when she said that they may not even, that's the closest they're going to get to God. And I'm like, hallelujah. Okay, that's a whole other level. But then the other thing you have to realize is God put a lot of things, and I'm going to go there. Y'all know I'm a minister, so I can preach, but I'm not going to preach today. God put so much on my heart that I got overwhelmed. Can I be honest? I was not doing my self-care. So you know why I speak about self-care, why I speak about grief, why I speak about rejection, unforgiveness, and overachiever, because I've been there. So that's why my keynote that I do is exemplified on that. And, of course, when I minister, whatever God puts on my heart for that audience. But then the other thing is with the be seen, be heard, and get paid, that's what I had to do. Because I was an anesthesiologist, and I wanted you to know about the other things God entrusted me with. So let's just leave that right there. I'm going to call this young man, and we're going to probably be on the phone a good while so I can go and expand with that. Because you got to learn them two things. You got to learn how to delegate, and you got to learn how to get out of people's way that they actually can do the gift that God has entrusted them with, right? The whole key is getting knowledge and being better, right? But I had to learn that because if I say I'm an anesthesiologist, I'm putting the patient to sleep in 1 minute. Guess what? Some people said they have watched me for 3 years. Then they buy a product. I'm like, hallelujah. But I'm putting you to sleep, as the older lady said, closer to God than some people will ever be. And then some people got to watch me for 3 years to buy products and services. But that's a whole other level. That's an Arsenio Hall, amen? But if you have any questions, anything you want me to expand on this, we can do that another time. But you know our website again is www.reneesunday.com. The amazing, amazing guest we have with us today. As part of the amazing, you know, just the amazing word that God downloaded to Minister Williams. You're going to talk to her and some of her representatives that's going to be part of the amazing conference that's coming up. Well, beautiful Ashes Ministers. That's a whole nother level right there. But what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a commercial break. We got them in queue, so get ready. As Bishop T.D.J. said, get ready, get ready, get ready. And I'm going to say, don't stop, get it, get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Yes, yes, and yes. You know I had to say, don't stop, get it. So we thank you for our premium sponsors. And if you want any information about advertising, sponsoring, anything with the radio podcast or the TV show or the magazine, all those things, you know, contact us. Amen. All right. So we're going to get on into this. You know, the thing about it, when you meet people for the first time, or if you even have the notion of reading a bio or the things that God has entrusted them to do. You know, just by the name, that's why you got to be really in tune with God when he gives you a purpose, gives you a calling, that you hear what he actually going to want you to name it. And people don't, you know, what it, you know, people say, that's when I'm too deep, but that's what I, you know, that's what I believe. We're beautiful ashes, beautiful ashes. And then destroying the mask, lifting the veil, comfort. You see what I'm saying? Because we walking around with a lot of masks, a lot of this and a lot of that. But what we need to do is be real, be transparent, and say we need some help. But we want to welcome the amazing. We have Minister Williams here with us, and we also have Dr. Jennifer Boyer. Welcome to Good Deeds. Are you guys there?
Hey, Dr. Sunday, it's me and Reverend Yolanda Stewart's with us tonight.
Okay. All right. So welcome to Good Deeds. How you guys doing today?
We're fine.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Wow. Well, let's get it started there. We do apologize. Yeah, Reverend Yolanda Steele Stewart. Okay. All right, team. Y'all know get it on tonight. But we do want to mention the other ladies that's part of the conference. You also have Dr. Jennifer Boyer. You have Evangelist Patty Rose Newgrew. Am I pronouncing that right? And you have many other people that's going to
McGrew.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about the vision that God gave you for just even your ministry. Let's start there, and then we can move forward on into the actual amazing life-changing conference you have coming up.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful ashes. Beautiful Ashes is the ministry God allowed me to launch last year. And I just want to, before I say anything, thank you so much for allowing me to be on this line. Thank you for allowing me to just speak to your audience. I am appreciative, so appreciative, sis. So I appreciate you. It was birthed out of a four-year trial. and to say trial is to say the least. But you know when God is burning something off of you and he's growing you up, there's some seasons you go through that you don't really always understand. And I walked through a very dark season, but I realized that that period of my life was what he needed me to sort of embrace and walk that process in order to live, honestly, beautiful ashes for myself. And the scripture reference for that, for this ministry, is Isaiah 61:3. And learning how to understand that he wants to give you beauty for ashes. So for everything that you walked through into your life, everything that you thought that was going to kill you, he gives you beauty for every pain. And so when he gave me the name Beauty for Ashes, it resonated with my spirit because at one point in my life, that's all I had. And that's all I thought I had was ashes. And as now, as he continues to restore me, I can see the beauty in my life now, and even in the beauty in the time where I thought all I had was ashes in the midst of the trial and the pain, he gave me life. And so that's my charge, is to walk with those people that are dealing with those periods of life of long suffering, those periods of their life when they think God might not be there, when they're looking at God and say, hey, Lord, you're quiet. That's where he told me to walk in. I walk with him. And so that's where Beauty for Ashes came from my own life experience. I think, you know, us as being proclaimers of the gospel, you know, we say it all the time. You can't have a testimony without a test, but you can't have a ministry without a process. And you have to be able to live that ministry and live your charge so you know you're holding that fire in your belly. And that's where Beauty for Ashes came from.
Lord have mercy, going to have me on the floor. Amen. I totally agree with that. Oh, God, you made me do a flashback back to the, you know, I was wondering, I said, Lord, why you want me to do my first sermon on Proverbs 3:5-6? Yeah, because that's what I'm living.
Right, exactly.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. I'm sure Reverend Stewart probably has her own story.
Yes, I do. And thank you again, Dr. Sunday, for having us on the program. And I am so honored that Reverend, my sister in Christ, has allowed me to be a part of this endeavor which she's going forth with. My story is somewhat similar to hers as well, but I have a little twist with mine. With me being a reverend, I'm also a licensed clinician, and I deal with individuals with mental health issues. And to combine those two in ministry is an awesome thing. It's a lot of healing as well as a lot of ministry that goes on. But with me, when I was at a dark part in my life, I went through several things that Satan had set up to take me out. And I didn't realize that God was utilizing these things to birth me and put me forward into a person that I am today. And a lot of times when we're in our moment or in our pain, we don't realize the beauty that's going to come out of it. You know, John 16:21 tells us that whenever a woman is in labor or in pain because the hour has come, she gives birth to a child, but when she no longer remembers the anguish because of that joy, the child has been born into the world. And we're so caught up in the stuff and the pain that we go through, we don't see the beauty of the rebirth that God is bringing forth, the transitioning, the shift. And that's my part in this conference and one of the classes that I will be teaching, one of these seminars I'm going to be teaching, to help individuals' minds. It's entitled Birthing Through Your Brokenness. And I'm so excited to be one of the presenters to be able to do that. I plan to utilize both biblical principles as well as psychological principles to help our sisters to move forward from their pain, from their past, to walk in the destiny that God has called them to be.
That is so powerful. I want to ask this, and usually this is on a later, but I need to do it right now. I'm going to say it just plain because that's how God telling me to say it. So you're saying somebody listening now live or somebody listening to the archive, maybe even a year later, 2-3 years later, maybe whenever. So you're saying that you two ladies, especially here, have gone through a lot of pain. So you're saying that every person that's willing to embrace what they're going through, to actually partake and actually come and hear this amazing conference, how they can life can be changed, that they can have that as well?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, when we're walking, absolutely. When this is, when you're walking through a period of pain, sometimes you have no idea what that pain is supposed to be doing in your life. And when you get to the other side of it, you realize that transitional power of God. So when you
Absolutely.
Are walking through this pain and you're on that opposite side of that dark tunnel, you look back at it, and the reality is this. You may not understand every piece of that puzzle. I never disillusion anybody. There's some aspects of our lives, and I'm sure Reverend Stewart may have positions and points in her life where you may not get what God was doing. But the reality is, if you walk that process with Jesus, you walk it with, and you know he's walking with you. Because sometimes we walk our dark times, and we don't realize he's there. But anybody who holds on to God during your season, you can have that same joy. I'm reminded of that woman with the issue of blood. She pressed through everybody. She wasn't even trying to touch them. All she wanted was the hem of his garment. When you're pressing during your season, yes, you can have that joy because all she had to have was her faith, which made her whole. So if you're holding on to that faith, even if he said all we have to have is a mustard seed of faith, so you can have that joy at the other end of that dark tunnel with Jesus.
And for me, you know, for me, I have found that God utilized every dark moment in my life to elevate me to another level, to develop me and elevate me to another level. Yesterday was the anniversary, was the 13th anniversary of Katrina, and I was a victim. And at that moment, when I went through everything as a single mother, had four kids, didn't know how I was going to make it, was homeless, jobless, everything else. And I remember sitting in the parking lot of a church just crying my heart out because I didn't know what I was going to do. I was in Atlanta, didn't know a single solitary soul. I had relatives, but they were taking care of other family members who was affected as well. And didn't see anything. I remember living in New Orleans when I was working there, and I was working 3 and 4 jobs and just trying to make sure I had to make ends meet with the kids because at that time my former spouse was dying of cancer. Didn't know why God was allowing me to go through all of this stuff at one time. And then after I started seeing why he was doing things that he was doing, I came out on top. I came out better than I was before. But I couldn't see that in the midst of all of the pain, all of everything that I was losing, everything that I was struggling with. I couldn't see any of that. I had faith, but at that time my faith was like wavering. So there were two things that came out of that. One, my faith got increased. Two, I learned more about self-care and how to be humble. So you don't know what the process of what God is doing in your life when you're going through something. You know, the Bible says, count it all joy when we go through things, that all things work together for the good of the Lord. And sometimes we forget that in the midst of our struggle, in the midst of our own personal storm.
Amen.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought someone was saying something. Tell us a little bit. I know how, because we do advance that. But tell us the overall, you know, when people come, especially here in Atlanta, when there's so many different events, kind of give us, and of course we know this, the scheduling of different, this go after this can always change to be under the unction of the Holy Spirit. But kind of tell us a little of the flow, if you will, of how the event will be. You know, because some people like to know what they expect. Some people like to know if they have any medical concerns, they need to bring extra this, extra that. So kind of give us a little bit of an outline, if you will, or somewhat of a rough agenda. And we're going to say, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that's subject to change. And we have to be that way with events. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
I'll let you out. The conference is this. It's called Your Daughters Are Coming, Destroying the Mask, Lifting the Veil. And I want to give you, if you don't mind, Dr. Andy, a little history of how this conference came about. Last year was my first conference, and when God charged me with this ministry, it came out of a prayer meeting. And so this is where this conference comes from, because what he's doing is he's summoning his daughters. And so he's summoning them to the throne. This is a worship conference. This is a breakthrough conference. This is a renewing conference. This is a refreshing conference. The goal is to have his daughters come and take off the mask of being a mom at that moment, of being a daughter of that moment, being a wife at that moment. This conference is about being able to come before the throne of God bare. Coming before God and saying, Lord, I need to surrender even more of myself. A lot of times, as us as women, we have so many hats. We wear so many hats. But this time, we're taking all hats off. This is about coming to the Lord and saying, Father, I'm surrendering yet again. Or I'm getting back, Lord, to my first love. I've gotten too far. So this conference is about building you up, transforming you. We have Reverend Stewart, and I can't wait for you all to hear her. I can't wait for you to hear Dr. Beyer. Her ministry is empowering women, and so she's going to be talking about transforming your life and going to that next level. And Evangelist Patty McGrew, if you ain't heard Patty McGrew, my God, if you haven't heard Evangelist McGrew, she is going to talk to you and impart to you about that power you receive behind the veil. When you're back there with the holies of holies and you're back there worshiping God, she's going to talk to you about that struggle to even get back there. When we're fighting to get through the courts just to get to God and how to hold on tight. And then I'm going to come in at the end and I'm going to start the rebuilding process. So when you walk out of there, my prayer is that you will be a new soldier in Christ, a new powerful soldier in Christ, doing exactly what God called you to do, re-identified with who you are in him, and having the ability to stand strong on the word of God. So you want to know who you are. You want to get refreshed and renewed in God. You want to get bathed again in that blood that still works. Come and visit us at the Your Daughters Are Coming conference, September 8th. At Hurt Road Baptist Church, 9 o'clock in the morning. You'll come and have a mighty good time with the Lord.
Yes, yes, I totally agree with that. Now, tell us how we can get purchased and registered. Tell us how we can actually take advantage of that as well.
Oh, the investment to come is $25. That's how much registration is. I'm going to feed you lunch. You can go to eventbrite.com and type in Your Daughters Are Coming. It'll come up, and you will be able to see all the whole schedule of the day. We are starting at 9 o'clock. We'll also have some vendors out there, so bring your money if you want to get some purses and bags and makeup and jewelry. We're having a good time.
I love it. That's amazing. I mean, I think, and we as ladies, we need that. You know, I think it became a real reality to so many people that when the Girl Trip movie, I forgot the actual name, I don't even know, it was named Girl Trip, but that kind of gave a lot of people a reality check of how valuable women need to just, you know, take the mask off. You know, they said most women do at least 10 things before 8 o'clock. I was like, okay, before the kids go off to school, you've done already 10 jobs before you actually start your own business or if you go into a 9-to-5. So we actually need to have that self-care. Because, and we need to bring it back to the word. If we're not actually taking care of our temple, we can't do an efficient job of what God has called us to do. So we have to do
Amen.
That. I want to ask the ladies about, because a lot of people right now, and I'm going to have to bring this in because it's in media, and we, you know, I'm a media personality. And that goes right in with Reverend Yolanda, the amazing call that she has on her life, and also with you as well, Minister Williams, and the whole panel have this gift, is being transparent and authentic. Because we see a lot of people, especially women, in leadership more and more than ever before, especially as ministers, pastors, fivefold ministry. Tell us your take on that, because I get that question all the time. They said, Dr. Sunday, how, all the things you do, and then you still are apostle. You know, I said, well, it's apostle first and all the things that fall into place. But tell us about any encouraging things if you know, because you hear women saying that they don't want to step out with that call of ministry and being in leadership. Give us some help with that. And then, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. She's going to give you the real good stuff, the goody-goody, as people say, when you go to the conference. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to let Reverend Stewart start, and I'll come up on the end.
One of the most powerful thing that a person can do is to be transparent. There are several instances in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, where as when Jesus was ministering and healing individuals, people will go back and tell others, even though sometimes he would tell them, don't go back and say anything. They'll go back and say it anyway and testify about what God has done. When people hear your story, it leads credit to you are human. And just like I suffer, you suffer too. And a lot of times we as females, we as women, we are so protective because we are nurturing beings. And because we are nurturing beings, we are afraid of being hurt or somebody taking our trust for granted and utilizing and taking it and doing something else with it. So we keep close with things that happen in our life instead of sharing, you know what, I went through this and God has delivered me from this. And let me show you how God has delivered me from this. And if he did this for me, maybe he could do this for you too. But instead of doing that, we become closed, we become tight-lipped. We will see our sisters going through the same thing that we went through. And instead of us jumping in and saying, my sister, I've been through that too. Let me show you how God helped me. Unfortunately, sometimes our sisters, both in and out of the Word, will get to the point of gossip or either condemnation instead of saying, look what God has done for me. I was there where you were. So I believe that transparency in ministry is 100% needed in order for us to help each other to get our deliverance and for us to be a little better bond as sisters.
Amen. Amen. I absolutely agree with Reverend Stewart. I think we do a very we are detrimental to our spirits when we aren't transparent. We have to live a life where we can open up and say, you know what? I failed too. I made mistakes too. I backslid too. Because we want to put on a mask and say, oh, I'm great. Life is, you know, awesome. I'm blessed and highly favored. And the reality is you could be living in the biggest hellhole you ever thought you could. But you want to put on a face, and that face is what's holding you back because you're pushing help away. And so when we are able to be open about our journey, you know, I had to be open with my walk, and it has a lot to do with pride. That is one lesson God had to teach me. And so when we are prideful and not transparent about needing the assistance of our sisters, we end up in this cave alone. So there is no reason why we have to hold back and not want to trust enough to open up. Now, there's a caveat to this. We need to be transparent, but we also need to be careful who we share our wounds to. And I know we've all been. You're right. You know, we've been in situations where we share it with the wrong person. And so that's where that discerning spirit comes into. But at the same time, we have to be able to release because as women, we hold so much. And that's what this conference is about, is to let all that luggage down. It's just you. So you may come in there with holding all these bags, but my prayer is that when you walk out of that building on September 8th, walk out of that church, you are free. You done packed them bags up and sent them wherever they need to go, whoever else who needs to hold them, all the boulders that we as women carry, you know, it's time to let that stuff go because life is too short. So this is a gathering of daughters and saying, Lord, we're coming to the throne, and we may come with all these monkeys on our back, but the jungle about to be let out. We're not going to deal with this anymore. We got to get up and dust ourselves off and say, no, I need to be free. So transparency is the biggest key to that, because if you don't know you need to be free, how is anybody else going to know you need to be free? Be open and be real with yourself. Take your mask off. Probably never even thought you'd seen, because you're trying to hide from God what he already knows.
And to add to that, one of the best persons that I have seen that does a beautiful job of being transparent and using their transparency in ministry, female preacher, is really Joyce Meyer does a wonderful job at that. Matter of fact, in private practice, I utilize a lot of her books with my patients in order for them to recover from certain traumas in their lives, because she's been through some traumas as well. But however, she doesn't stay there. She utilizes what she's went through in her past to help people get their healing.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. I love you guys. Do us a favor, because I know time goes by so quickly here. If we missed anything that we need to address, please share that at this time. And then tell us again how we can actually register for the conference. And then, if you don't mind, give us your social media information so we can contact you individually and, of course, the ministry as a whole.
Sure, no problem. You can register for the Your Daughters Are Coming conference, Destroying the Mask, Lifting the Veil on Eventbrite. You can go there. You'll see all the information. You can also do Cash App. I know some people don't want to pay the fees. I got you. I got you, girl. I hear you, sis. You can also do different various PayPal. So, sis, if you go to Eventbrite.com, type in Your Daughters Are Coming, it'll come up. You'll see the schedule. You'll see everybody that's going to be there. I also want to mention that for me, for Beautiful Ashes Ministries, I have a prayer call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please get on there. I'll give you the number. The number to the prayer call is 641-715-0632, and the code is 946-973. You can follow me on Facebook, I'm Beautiful Ashes Ministries, on IG, same thing, Beautiful Ashes Ministries, and Twitter. So if you want to email me, you can also do that, and that's crownforyourashes@gmail.com. crownforyourashes@gmail.com. I'd love to meet you, Dr. Stewart. Oh, look, come on, Dr. Stewart. I just called you out.
BehaviorHelp.com. That's Alliant, B as in boy, Asian and Harry.com. You can either email me through there or either contact me. My phone number is 770-240-0932. Again, 770-240-0932. And I'm at extension 700. Contact me if you have any questions in regards to either biblical, anything biblical, or anything dealing with mental health.
Awesome. Yes, we need that for sure, for sure, for sure. But we want to thank you, ladies. First of all, we want to thank you for being in your purpose, number one. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a guest here on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you so much for having us. We love you, Dr. Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Be blessed.
You guys, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But thank you so much, and we'll continue. You know, I love them to death, and oh, God, I think I have some there's mental health that's very important, so I'll have to get, I'm calling her doctor too, Reverend Yolanda.
That's right.
We have to get to it. Yeah, because we need that. We need that. We need that. I'm a grief counselor as well, you know, in ministry. But a lot of things that's going on in the world, you have to have that psychology background. And a lot of people that's doing counseling, and that came up. I can't remember who brought that up. But one minister brought that up, saying that us as, you know, meaning pastors and fivefold, how much counseling should we really do? And I know at Bishop Jake's church, they have a whole psychology department that when things are not in the realm of spirituality, they send people directly to the mental health department. Yeah, so that is much needed ministry. We actually need to realize, like you guys are saying, to take the mask off, because we all have things that we'll have dealt with and we're going to deal with, but God is always and will always be with us. So we just thank you guys for so much for your time.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
being
us.
A person. Thank you.
Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I know you ready for the replay. Hold on, let's get off. There were so many ladies in there, we got to take some notes. But we'll just thank you. Please share this information. Contact them. And if you don't have the information, contact us, and we'll actually let you know about that. Actually, I contact Minister Williams offline because God just told me, and I can say it now, Good Deeds will sponsor a couple of ladies so they can go to the conference. I hate to say, we have our retreat the same weekend, but God called me actually back to Birmingham. I actually have to speak again in Birmingham that weekend. And so we had to postpone the retreat that we usually do in the mountains, and, you know, it's getting close to that change of weather. So I think we're going to end up doing like a mastermind or something like that. I know people are upset with me, but, you know, I have to always keep that call and where it's supposed to be. And they asked me to speak again in Birmingham. So I have to, you know, do what thus said the Lord. Let's just keep it that way, okay? But if you want to be a guest on Good Deeds Radio podcast or the television show, if you have an event, we can come out and actually do coverage. We actually do exclusive packages if you want your business to be spotlighted, so you can use that on your website, use it for future events, et cetera. We also have opportunities that you can advertise your products and services on the radio, TV, the magazine, and, of course, the television. If you want media coaching, if you want your own radio show or your own podcast, we actually do coaching for that. We also have a publishing company, Sunday Publishing Company. I know, finally get that book out. You need to get that book out. It's a marketplace-winning book. Having a book opens up so many doors. That's the first question people ask me when they ask me to speak. Amen? So, come on, let's get it, right? So we actually have packages depending on where you are in the publishing process. And we also have a Sunday Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. Well, we take care of our needs of our brothers and sisters, right? Things we take for granted, food, clothing, and shelter, right? We take it for granted, amen. But we also have an educational piece, mentorship piece, and scholarship, and we have a program called the SUN Program, S-U-N, where we take care of the family members that actually have loved ones in the intensive care unit in the hospital. So all of that information is at our website, www.renee Sunday. If you can't find it, you know how to inbox us, you know how to get in touch with us, but it uses a contact button and lets you know what we have to offer. We have different, November the 3rd, we're having a Breakout Mighty breakfast that's actually in the Snellville area. It's going to be at Golden Corral at 9 o'clock to 12. Also, we're having, you know, every month we have the Breakout Mighty Women's Fellowship. So we actually usually have it the last Friday of every month in a disclosed private location here in Atlanta. But please remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. Hold your ear. You know I'm going to say it loud. You're not a mistake. Because you're not a mistake. No matter what somebody has said, no matter what you think in your mind, we actually pray right now, sober mind, because you do not have the spirit of fear. You have power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? But you got to do three things that God put in my spirit. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk that thing out. And you got to say it with me. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. And you got to get your purpose, and you got to get your purpose now. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.